The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
You know, comparing Eric Metaxas to any other radio show host is a lot like comparing apples and, oranges, perhaps?
Yes, that's it. Precisely, oranges.
Ripe, luscious, supple oranges dripping with sticky sweet juice.
Another day or two and they'll be rotten and inedible.
But today, they're glorious and inviting.
Just like Eric.
And now, aren't you glad he's here? Eric Metaxas.
Aren't you glad I'm here? Albin, this is hour two. Mm-hmm. Please make sure your watch is, okay. And make sure you know this is hour two of the Eric Metaxas Show. You're Albin Sadar.
Behind,
and
yeah.
We've got a number of things. You know what we haven't done recently? I like to do viewer mail because people write to us.
Yeah, and I always correct you and say it's listener mail.
It's listener mail.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. It is.
Although people
mail.
Can view us on YouTube if they go and sign up.
And by the way, yeah. We are on TBN every weekend.
That's right.
Every weekend.
Well, who's our guest? We've got two great guests, or you do.
We do?
Yes. Beckett Cook and Samuel Rodriguez.
What?
Yes.
Beckett Cook, actually, we got a ton of positive feedback. Mm-hmm. Beckett Cook is somebody, he was totally in the gay lifestyle, quite happy in the gay lifestyle, and then mm-hmm. something happened. Wow.
Wow.
You need to know that these stories are real,
right,
that these people come out of that lifestyle. You're not going to hear this anywhere in the media. They never cover this. And I think, why? Why mm-hmm. do these people have to live in the shadows and we can't hear their stories? These are amazing stories of hope for people who are same-sex attracted and maybe don't want to act on it, but they kind of think like, well, they have to act on it. Otherwise, they're not being true to themselves. That's garbage because people like Beckett Cook have a completely different view.
Right.
So that's this
that
weekend.
Yep.
And if you can't check it out this weekend, you can see the long interview. We have it on the YouTube channel. But we have Beckett Cook and we have Sammy Rodriguez. Sammy mm-hmm. the Bull.
Sammy
Rodriguez,
the Bull.
Is on this weekend. So TBN, you know, you go to TBN.org. You can see the stuff there.
Yeah,
or you can just watch your TV.
Right. Friday night, 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Friday night and Sunday night. And by the way, this is Eastern time. Sunday night, 10:30 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. Friday Eastern time. Okay,
yeah.
Ready?
Okay.
All right.
Let's get some letters. Is
now,
that what
we're
going to
read some letters. But before that, I just want to say again, my book, Donald Builds the Wall, is just out. And I want to encourage you folks, if you're going to get a copy, please get copies ASAP. The publisher says if your friends are going to get them, tell them to get them up front, not to wait till Christmas.
And we
want to
make sure the publisher is happy.
And by the way, the publisher is Regnery, which they are a wonderful publisher. I always joke around about my publishers on the air, right? Like somebody mentioned Zonovan. I go, I hate them. Zonovan is my publisher. I love them, okay?
Yes.
Thomas Nelson has published my Bonhoeffer book, My Seven Men, Seven Women. I love them. Viking published my Luther book. I love them. All these publishers, including Regnery, are wonderful. And I got to say, Regnery, they were the ones that said, we like Donald Drains the Swamp. Could you write a sequel?
Yeah.
And Tim Ragland and I were like, yeah, we could, and we did.
Yep.
Should we write a third one? Let's see how Donald builds the wall. I think we got to see how Donald builds the wall does.
It's going to do
well. What would the next one be? Donald goes for a third term? That would be freaky.
Donald drains the wall. Okay, let's go on.
Okay. All right, so we're going to read. But the reason I brought up Donald builds the wall is because I thought of a slogan. If you build it, they won't come. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we're encouraging people, poor people, to come across our border illegally and whatever, and they should not be encouraged to do that.
No.
So if there is a wall there and they know that they really can't get across, then they won't drag their kids into it. It's not right.
Right.
Anyway, if you build it,
they won't come.
All right. And the bad guys won't come either. Okay, so
some letters.
Right now we're going to read some letters. Let's see. First one, right. Rich Hevener. Lives in Berlin Center, Ohio. Hey, Rich. Yes, Rich.
Rich.
In case you don't know if we read our emails,
that's
we
you.
Do. And Rich, this is your life, because Rich from Berlin Center, Ohio, you've written a limerick for us, and I'm going to read it on the air now. You ready? Here
okay.
It is. A writer by the name of Metaxas spins the world on its literary axes. His way with a phrase for some merits praise, but for me causes anaphylaxis. Rich, I hate you. I hate you, man. How could you do that to me on my own show and trick me into reading something?
He says, just kidding. I love your work.
Then we're cool. Okay. We're cool. Rich, thank you for writing. And I love when people write in with goofy
Back
stuff
off,
like
man.
This. Hey, Rich, man, we're cool. We're totally cool. Okay, seriously, though. Then we also have another one here. Mark Svensson from Bloomington, Indiana writes, my parents and I love your show. After listening to your encore presentation with Victoria Jackson and experiencing a flat tire during our recent vacation, we were inspired to come up with a potential sequel for your poem, Why Go On? Okay, because Victoria and I, on the program, we wrote a poem. Or she had written a poem, and I said, no, it needs rewriting. Hey, I'm the writer here, Victoria. And actually, she's brilliant. But we kind of rewrote it.
Yeah.
But this person, Mark Svensson, Bloomington, Indiana, says that he and his family got a flat tire and they wanted to write another poem. So this is called The End Is Near by the Svensson family. And here's the poem. Tires deflate. Promises get broken. Vacations end. Mama, make it go away. Seriously, that's
yeah.
It's kind of funny. It's almost like the most depressing poem contest.
Yeah,
and so Victoria and I,
idea,
we wrote our poem. but that one is good, man. Svensson family, kudos to you. All right.
We could use a few more of those,
Robin,
folks.
I know people should write in.
Yeah. Most depressing
poems. We read
poems.
All your stuff. And we're gonna do
we
this
do
more,
yeah.
Albin. We got to do this, right?
Yeah.
You know,
because
people are... They're hungry for goofiness. Here we go. All right. So, and by the way, after this segment,
yes.
We've got an encore presentation with Carrie Severino and Molly Hemingway. They wrote a book called Justice on Trial about Kavanaugh. Very good book. Very wonderful interview. You can watch the whole thing on YouTube, but we're going to be airing it in a couple of minutes, so stay tuned for them.
Yes.
Okay. Robin Phillips from Fairfield, Connecticut. Although I've heard your name for years, I recently discovered your shows on YouTube and have been quickly catching up. I love your New York attitude and humor, your wide variety of guests, your political and religious boldness, but mostly your bumper music and Todd's intros.
Wow.
You know something, seriously?
Yeah.
That means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Because the Todd intros, I always think, like, some people I know think that's just too goofy and weird. And I say, no, it's precisely goofy and weird enough.
I can
enough.
See why it means a lot to you. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Really?
They didn't even mention me.
They didn't care? I know. You know what? You're right. They didn't.
Yeah, they
Robin
used to.
Phillips, you really hurt Albin, man. You got to cut that out. But she's friends with my friend George Saris.
Oh, okay. Then
and
okay.
I love it because, look, okay. I grew up in Danbury, Connecticut. I lived in New Canaan, Connecticut for years. I worked in Westport, Connecticut. I'm a Connecticut guy. And so she's obviously from Fairfield, Connecticut. So she must know tons of people that I know from that
That's
neck
terrific.
Of the woods. All right.
Okay.
We've got one more here.
Moving on.
Karma Orwig. Is that a real name, Karma? Karma Orwig from Chaska, Minnesota writes, great programs. I send links to many people. Now, by the way, I got to tell you, folks, please share these programs with your friends. We don't have a marketing budget. We need you, the listener, to help us. And I'm not kidding. I mean, if you enjoy it, please spread the word. But anyway, she writes the exact opposite of what Robin Phillips just wrote.
Oh, boy.
She says, a majority of times, in my opinion, the tone and subject of the, she says monologues. She means the opening intros with Todd do not match the caliber and importance of the guests, the speakers, and Eric. I mean, they often seem like such a reach for the bizarre. Now, you know what, Karma, no joke. You may be right, but guess what? You're actually not. But you may be, but you're not.
Yeah.
But I mean, I know some people think that. That's kind of the point of it. So I love hearing from readers on both sides of this really, really important issue of our day.
Oh, this is an important issue, yes.
She writes, however, the music is awesome. Yeah, the music is awesome. So I just, okay, we got a couple more. We got like another minute or something.
You could fall back on being a DJ if you want.
She writes, but really, thanks for the program. It is essential. Man, Karma, God bless you. Essential. All right. Then we have Marty Angelo, West Palm Beach. Eric, great interview with James Ackerman from Prison Fellowship. Please keep up the excellent work. If you missed that, we just put that on YouTube.
Yes.
Eileen Monahan, I know her from Socrates in the City. She's a New Yorker. We haven't had too many Socrates in the Cities lately. She writes wonderful things. Thank you, Eileen. Wow. And then Dave Allman of Lebanon, Pennsylvania writes, I listen to almost all your podcasts. I love your show. I love the guests you have on. It opens me up to subjects and areas of Christian life I never would have thought about. Thank you for what you're doing. God bless.
Great.
Well, you know what? That is music to our ears. Perhaps not literally, but close enough. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Don't forget, if you go to MyPillow, put in Eric or Metaxas as the code. You'll save huge. Please get a copy of Donna Bills the Wall. Please tell your friends, and we'll be right back.
And leave your world behind. Come on now.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question, should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate, and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Show. I'm very, very excited right now. We get to talk about something. It doesn't really get more important than this. Our republic is at stake. When you watched, I don't say if you watched, when you watched the Kavanaugh hearings, you saw that we've come to a pass in the way we do business in America that ought to be disturbing to everyone who understands why America is great, what has made her great. And so wouldn't it be wonderful if somebody had written a book on what really went on during the Kavanaugh hearings? And happily, two friends of mine, I call them friends because what can they say, Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino have a hugely best-selling book right now called Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court. Molly and Carrie, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here.
Can you tell I'm excited? I'm really so thrilled that you wrote this book. Now, you must have written it in a hurry.
Oh, yeah. It was a very fast turnaround time. But
right.
And particularly because we interviewed more than 100 people, including the president.
Including the president of the United States?
Yes, absolutely. Several Supreme Court justices, dozens of senators. So it was a lot of interviewing, a lot of research, but we are really happy that we did it. We wanted to do it quickly. We wanted to get it out immediately.
Obviously.
Before one of the issues of why we'd wanted to do it, Carrie clerked for Justice Clarence Thomas, and she knew from going through...
Carrie clerked for Justice Clarence Thomas?
Yeah, and you know, we saw with his confirmation, at the time he was confirmed, 2-1, Americans believed him over Anita Hill.
Yeah.
But in the ensuing decades, we've just had a drumbeat of misinformation, of revisionist history. And I think if you took those numbers today, they would be flipped. I wanted to make sure that didn't happen to another justice in the Supreme Court. We're already seeing, so much of his confirmation was like right out of the playbook of what they did to Justice Thomas. And I don't want them to be able to take that final step of just discrediting him with a false narrative. So
now
that's
why we
wanted to get the true story out.
You say it was out of the playbook. It was out of the playbook, but it was much worse. I remember the Thomas hearings. And just recently, Myron Magnet has written a really terrific book about Clarence Thomas and the lost Constitution, and he goes into this whole thing. But most people, I think, were taken aback at the level of vitriol, screechiness. In other words, it's one thing to lie. It's another thing to lie in the way that some people did. You know, it's sort of like there are white lies, and then there's a gradation. And what happened in the Kavanaugh hearings, I know that I've never seen it in my lifetime. At what point did the two of you decide you must write this book? Because you both do a lot of different things. So I'm just curious, what was your way into this?
Well, we were both involved in different ways. I covered the Kavanaugh hearings. I broke some stories related to it. Carrie was actually involved in trying to secure his nomination. So we thought we knew a lot about what was going on. We thought we had good access. And then once we started writing about it, we realized we didn't even have any idea what we didn't know. But I think it was just knowing that even after everything had happened, even after he'd been confirmed, you were seeing people just decide that even though there had never been any evidence to support these outrageous allegations, that they were just going to call him these names or slur him. And we knew that there was an interesting story to tell. We knew that other people were going to be telling stories that were inaccurate, and we wanted to get get the right thing out. And we knew if we had to do it, we had to do it together because
it was
a perfect team.
On behalf of the United States of America, I want to say thank you. On behalf of freedom lovers around the world, I want to say thank you because I really do think that what we saw in the Kavanaugh hearings, it really must never happen again. Americans need to be educated on why this was corrosive to everything that is good and that it was pure power brokering. So if people are ready to tune out, what is the most shocking thing you learned in this book that we might not have known from the coverage that we got?
Oh, wow. We have so many. You know, one of the things that I loved was the stories of courage, actually, seeing the people who really helped get this across the finish line. And some of them, people like the president and standing up. And we found stories even of Republican senators telling him it's time to cut this guy loose. And I didn't realize that at such high levels.
Can you not name those senators?
Oh, we know who they are. But
are they in the book? You didn't mention them in the book.
We do.
You do mention them.
Yeah, we do get into it. In fact, including like a story, not just people trying to convince President Trump to back out, but even trying to convince other senators. Mm-hmm. At one point, a senator comes right in the middle of the confirmation hearings after Christine Blasey Ford has had her hearing, and everyone thinks that it's lights out, game over. This one Republican senator, who I think people would be surprised who it is.
No, wait. Is that senator mentioned in the book?
Yes, he goes to Senator Susan Collins and says, why don't we go to the White House and get them to drop Kavanaugh and we'll propose a different person? And she says, and we were really interested in how much courage she showed to pick up on it. She says, no, I believe in due process. I want to hear from him.
Who said that?
Susan Collins.
Collins.
She's an amazing model of courage.
The moderate from Maine. She said that she believes in
she had more
processes.
Backbone than senators who everyone would regard as, these are clearly the conservatives.
I don't know why. Now, why do you feel that you can't mention the senators' names on the program? Tell me the page?
We had so much access to people, and they gave us so much information, occasionally with restrictions on what we could say about it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let me just say that I think the most staggering takeaway for me, and I want your reaction to this, was that as I watched this unfold, I was sure that people that I would have otherwise looked up to, like, for example, President George W. Bush, would have folded at a place where President Trump refused to fold. That makes me sick to think about. But anybody who was an ever Trumper or who thought that Trump didn't care about the ideology of his appointees, it really was a moment for the whole country where the president, I think, gave backbone to those in his party, like maybe the ones to whom you're alluding, who otherwise would have very happily done the politically expedient thing.
Yeah, and we had that conversation a lot with a lot of people who were involved in the process, who knew the Kavanaughs about what would another Republican president have done. And I really think it was amazing that Trump stood by him through this process. And the scary thing is, think about what had happened if he had not gotten across the finish line. If the message was sent to the Democrats, you know what? When you do these kind of smears against a nominee, we'll surrender. That is just a guarantee that every single nomination from here on out, you're going to have that. If they view that as a win, that's again one of the reasons we wrote Justice on Trials. We want everyone to know what happened here, so that it doesn't encourage the same kind of underhanded techniques in future nominations, because we're really worried. I mean, one of the things we learned is that Ashley Kavanaugh, before he was even nominated, was literally praying that he would not get this job.
And why?
Well, she was saying, let this cup pass from me. The prayer that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, because she had already been through a very difficult confirmation hearing with her husband before. His confirmation,
too,
because he had to get nominated twice for that one seat in the appellate court because the Democrats were so opposed to him. She knew it was going to be ugly. Of course, she could not have imagined how it got. And she thought, you know, we've got a great job. We have a great life. Everything, you know, we've got a life tenure. You know, it's a wonderful honor, but we don't need this. And if that's what she was saying before this, how are we going to get good men and women to take up positions in public service after this? We have to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Well, I guess, you know, we talk about the tactics that were used to try to derail him. And I find it It's almost like we ourselves are moving the bar if our outrage isn't sufficient. In other words, to my mind, correct me if I'm wrong, what the Democrats did is nothing less than despicable and, I would suggest, at least potentially criminal. In other words, if you knowingly lie about someone in public, and if you do what it seems Christine Blasey Ford did, there ought to be a price. In other words, if someone did that to me tomorrow, just made up lies and tried to ruin my life knowing that these were false, mm-hmm. it seems to me there have to be law. You're legals and I'm not. But in America, it doesn't seem one ought to be able to get away with that. And perhaps she felt that she could get away with that.
Well, there were some people involved in this that were actually referred for prosecution. I mean, Michael Avenatti, for example, he's got a lot of other legal issues on his plate, but he was referred along with his client, right. Julie Swetnick, for the gang rape allegation that right. kind of hit later on, in which we actually right. detail in Justice on Trial of how that was such an outrageous allegation that it actually helped Kavanaugh. That was kind of when a lot of people on the Kavanaugh team knew they were going to be okay because they'd gone a step too far. So there are some people who have been referred, but I think there probably could be more done on that.
It's not just that people need to have sufficient outrage, though. They need to have it based in knowledge. And that's one of the things mm-hmm. that we try to do, too, in Justice on Trial. We are looking at the connections between different liberal activist right. groups, how they paid for protesters to make a circus of the hearings,
right.
how when Dianne Feinstein got the original letter from Christine Blasey Ford, she didn't alert the FBI. She didn't go through the normal Senate procedures.
Yeah.
She contacted an attorney who is well-known for her Democratic PR efforts. These are things that are important for people to know so that if it happens again and when it happens again, because it will, that they aren't taken by surprise.
Let me hit pause. We'll be right back, folks. The book is Justice on Trial, the Kavanaugh Confirmation, and the Future of the Supreme Court, and I might add, the Future of Freedom in the World. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. More than 1,000 people have had to be rescued or evacuated in the Houston area because of flooding from Tropical Depression Imelda. Forecasters say some places could see 40 inches or more this week. Imelda's deluge is largely targeting areas east of Houston. Governor Greg Abbott declaring 13 counties disaster areas. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that America backs Saudi Arabia's right to defend itself after the weekend attack that targeted the heart of its oil industry. The U.S. blaming Iran for Saturday's attack. The Pentagon says the U.S. military is working with Saudi Arabia to find ways to provide more protection for the northern part of that country. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is giving no sign that he might resign the morning after a yearbook photo of him surfaced wearing brown face in 2001. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, radio listeners like you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. But now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, the radio listeners, so you can get deep discounts, you, my listeners, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. They're pretty amazing. Now, folks, I just got to say, I use these products. They are terrific. I recommend them to everyone I know. I'm sleeping much better. I use the mattress pad. Albin and I joke about that. But you can get huge, deep discounts on all of this stuff, folks. But you have to go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code ERIC, or Metaxas. Just to give you an example of the discounts, the body pillow that they sell is regularly $89.99, but with the promo code ERIC, it's only $29.99. And remember, all my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You've got to check it out, folks. I use it. I love it. Check it out.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric and Texas Show. You can tell because of the Partridge Family Music. I have in the studio the authors of, I think I can call it a blockbuster new book, Justice on Trial, the Kavanaugh Confirmation, and the Future of the Supreme Court. Molly Hemingway is a senior editor at The Federalist. Carrie Severino is chief counsel and policy director of the Judicial Crisis Network. Again, welcome. This is so exciting because to me, the future of democracy, I'm trying not to exaggerate, depends on the American population having clarity on what we would not have clarity about without a book like yours. In fact, without your book. So this is a big deal. We were just talking during the break about actionable offenses. If somebody in America, up till now, as far as I can tell, lies about rape or anything horrible like that, that's a criminal offense, that you don't lie about rape knowingly because you know that if I'm caught, I could go to jail. Am I wrong about that?
Well, there's certainly laws in the book. In particular, what we're having, you know, there was a question here about lying to Congress, which is a much more serious offense. There are a lot of, it was interesting, there's a lot of discussion throughout the process of getting ready for the hearing saying, well, there needs to be more investigation by the FBI because there's a high, you can't lie to the FBI. But what a lot of people didn't know is the same penalty, in fact, the same federal statute about lying to the FBI applies to lying to Congress. So you can't lie to Congress either. And that got several people in trouble where they put things out on Twitter or they wrote fake letters that they later admitted, oh, yeah, I actually, that wasn't my story. I just thought it was so important. I had to tell this, you know, crazy stuff about
him. But it was also true that people were lying, but once they got called in front of Congress, then truth was coming out.
This
is true. For instance, after these first blockbuster allegations come out against Kavanaugh, we're told that his accuser is so traumatized that she is unable to fly in a plane. And the media take this completely credulously. They say, oh, she's so traumatized, she can't fly in a plane. Well, she makes it out to the hearing, and when she is
asked, she's so traumatized about something that happened like 40 years ago.
Well, yeah. But that's what we're told, and that's what the media say is true. And then when she gets out there, when she's asked questions by this sex crimes prosecutor, Rachel Mitchell, who we just came to really respect what she was doing here, she just asks her a gentle line of questioning about, so you're afraid to fly, and she's, you know, affirms that she is, and then starts going through her extensive global travel. She actually, the accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, likes to surf in exotic locations, which require flying, you know, 14 hours over the ocean, and just seeing that,
you,
oh,
are
that
you saying
story.
You can't take Amtrak to Maui?
Apparently not. It's,
really?
It's something,
so you learn something
some senators need to learn. But looking through these stories and having a little bit of a more critical eye than what so many people in the media had, Christine Blasey Ford said that she had four eyewitnesses, and they each and every one of them said that they had no recollection of what she was saying.
Okay, why wouldn't somebody like that go to jail? I just don't understand this. If somebody lied about me that way in public, and I knew that it was completely fabricated. I know this happened to Tucker Carlson some years ago. Somebody just decided they hated him ideologically, so they're going to make up specific lies to take him down. And he has to spend money, and he has to spend, you know, sleepless nights, and on and on and on and on. If somebody does that in America, it seems to me very clear that that's a crime. What am I missing?
Well, this is one of the real challenges with this initial allegation is it was so vague. I mean, it's sometime in a year. It's sometime, you know, there's no date. There's not a real location. So, you know, if you said on July 7th, you know, at this party at so-and-so's house, you can say, oh, actually, especially if you happen to be, you know, the one person in America who really does keep calendars from in detail from these years,
right.
You could say, actually, no, I was, you know, I was at Grammy's house that weekend, or I was grounded that week. You could, he could tell you, but it was so vague that there was no pinning down.
Well, and even compare it to, so you've got Brett Kavanaugh, who's being accused of this vicious crime, and he is trying to go through what the possible date is, but even the friends of the accuser were doing the same thing. So Leland Kaiser is named as this witness.
And this is a woman.
She is a lifelong friend of Christine Blasey Ford's. They grew up together. They're very close.
She's politically liberal.
She's extremely liberal and a lifelong Democrat. Did not want Brett Kavanaugh on the court.
Right.
She is the person who can basically save the day. All she needs to do is say, yes, I remember this party. But she is also someone who cares very deeply about rules and honesty. She's in recovery, so it's a very important issue for her to be truthful and honest. She actually remembers that summer extremely well. It was a very important summer for her. And as she goes through the summer, she comes to lose confidence that her friend is telling the truth. So it's interesting. It's not just the accuser who has to go through this, but even the friends who are trying to be supportive who are doing the same thing. But this is a long time ago, and it was sort of a perfect accusation in how difficult it was to disprove.
Yeah.
And you said that Senator Dianne Feinstein, 84 years old, did something which to my mind is really ugly. In other words, when we look to our leaders for honor, when I hear what she did with the information, tell us about that again.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting because there's a process that the Senate has that Feinstein, I mean, she's 84 years old. She's been in the Senate for decades. She knows this process inside and out. It was actually created after Justice Thomas's confirmation because they said, you know, you can have allegations like this that come out of left field. We want to investigate them, but we don't want to do so in a way that brings everyone out into the public eye unnecessarily. Let's have a process where you can have a confidential investigation. She knew that happened. The process goes, they go through for every judge. She didn't follow it. She didn't turn it over to the committee. She didn't turn it over to the FBI. There was actually an extra hour of questioning that would be under confidentiality. She didn't even show up for that. And then, after all of the first hearing is done, then this claim comes out. One of the interesting things we learned, it was the date on that letter, because the date's in July and it comes out in September. Seeing the date on that letter was one of the initial things that gave Susan Collins, who was very much a vote that everyone was gunning for, very much a play. As soon as she saw the date in that letter, she said, wait a minute, something's wrong here.
We're going to go to a break. More with the book Justice on Trial. Stick around. Hey, Albin.
Hey, yeah.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Oh, please do. Please.
No, I'm asking you, can I?
Oh, yeah, you may.
You mean I may?
You have permission.
But I tell you what.
What?
We've got somebody else who's going to talk about Relief Factor. Let's hear from her first. Her name is Sue. Here it is.
I have suffered with pain up and down my leg for 30 years, and it comes from working out. I was desperate, and I needed to find something that would help that pain. When I heard about the Quick Start program, I ordered it, and amazingly, it helped. I was pain-free.
Okay. Yeah. That's Sue, right?
Yeah.
Now, I was just with my relatives down in Atlanta for a wedding, and I was basically saying the same thing to them.
Wow.
I said, look, I advertise this thing on my program. It's called Relief Factor, okay? And some of them, they've got aches and pains. I said, trust me, the Quick Start Pack, $19.95, you get more than 3 weeks worth. If you do it, you'll know in 3 weeks. Do it, please. I'm begging you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
I'm Mike Ferris, president of Alliance Defending Freedom, and this is your Freedom Minute. The Hope Center, a faith-based nonprofit in Anchorage, Alaska, feeds and clothes the homeless, both men and women, during the day. But at night, the Hope Center provides a safe place for women to sleep, most of whom have suffered rape, sex trafficking, or other abuse. Now that mission sits in jeopardy. The Anchorage government is trying to force the Hope Center to allow biological men to sleep alongside women in its overnight facility. These vulnerable women should not be forced to sleep alongside men. Alliance Defending Freedom represents the Hope Center in its mission to protect women.
Alliance Defending Freedom provides help at no cost to those whose freedom is attacked, but they cannot do it without your help. To join the fight, please call 800-556-2770. Again, 800-556-2770. Or click the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at MetaxasTalk.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillac.
Hey there, folks. It's here from Texas Show talking about the new
Every
book, Justice on Trial. We'll try to get this up on YouTube today so you can watch this if you're not yet watching it. Molly Hemingway, Carrie Severino, you put this book together, and it seems to me, maybe it's a strange way to put it, but it's a labor of love. You love America, not in a tribalist sense, but because of what it stands for, what it is, what our values are, and you saw a miscarriage of justice in what happened during the Kavanaugh confirmation, but there are key players here. You mentioned Senator Dianne Feinstein a moment ago and what happened behind the scenes. What she did, I think, you know, if somebody's going to write a book, Profiles in Cowardice, it really is horrific that a senior senator like Dianne Feinstein would be guilty of what she seems to be guilty of. Can you tell us more about what's in the book on
and
that?
What their goal was to delay the process. That was something you saw from the very beginning, right when the nomination is coming out. They go through paperwork, you know, delays and whatnot. But what I think people forgot was you're actually dealing with a real person, with a real family. His reputation, which prior to that had been just unquestionably good, is being besmirched nationwide. And it was this... It was these things that were happening in this committee that ended up becoming like such a huge ordeal that the senators on the committee actually almost came to blows over it, literal blows. After the second round of hearings is opened up and they're about to vote on it, then there's another delay where Jeff Flake calls for an FBI investigation. But at that point, people were so frustrated with the game playing by the Democrats that they almost come to fights. They're all crammed into this room right off the hearing room. You have senators stepping on each other's feet. You have Coons and Flake, these two senators, crammed into a tiny phone booth where they're trying to call the FBI. It was a completely chaotic scene. But what they were upset about was that you have rules, you have processes, and they were just completely violated, all for the goal of delaying this nomination and forgetting about the destruction.
Well, what about Flake, though? I mean, there's another profile in cowardice. I mean, the idea that he's cornered in an elevator by some unhinged, immature maniacs. I mean, if I believed in women's rights and the equality of women, the kind of women that that screeched and behaved in that way, I thought they would be my worst nightmare. And Jeff Flake caved into that kind of childish manipulation? Or am I missing something here?
Well, actually, one of the interesting things we uncovered is that certainly clearly played a role in that, because he had already announced his intention to vote for Kavanaugh. And that's part of the reason they assailed him in that elevator and with the conveniently located CNN cameras who happened to be right there to record the entire thing for posterity. But there was also a long-running campaign, it seems, by Senator Coons. When you go back in retrospect and start looking at his questions in the first hearing, it was all things kind of geared to trying to peel off Flake's vote. He clearly, before Flake leaves that meeting, kind of signals, he gives a speech very much directed at trying to cast doubt in Flake's mind. And then when they're back in this room, I think that was one thing that a lot of the other Republican senators were frustrated with, going, this guy's not going to change his vote. He's already committed to voting against Kavanaugh. Don't feel like you're going to be able to win his vote. And then another, you know, we also have the Democratic senators, as you said, Senator Feinstein, who's been there forever and actually knows these people well, and herself maybe tends to want to get along with the senators better, but her staff, who repeatedly is pushing her very much farther to the left. There were deals, bipartisan deals, that were scuttled, that had already been agreed upon by Feinstein, the ranking member on the committee, and Chairman Grassley, because they had basically established a policy. If you cannot work with the Republicans, period.
It did turn out that extra week for an FBI investigation was very helpful.
Ironically,
at the time, it
sounded horrible.
So everybody said, we'll accept what happens if the FBI just is able to do this investigation. And they do the investigation. Of course, there is no evidence to support these outlandish allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. He'd already gone through a half dozen FBI background checks. And what comes out in that FBI, that supplemental FBI background investigation, is even that the supposed witness does not have confidence in her friend's story. That was a big, important point for a lot of senators to have confidence in their vote.
But what do you think happens, in the media, in the pop culture? People like Christine de Blasey Ford are lionized for being heroic. And what you're saying is the facts do not bear them out. At what point did Americans cease to care about due process? I mean, to me, these things are sacred. It's like saying, I don't care if you lie. I don't believe in truth. When did that happen?
I think Americans do care about these things, though. I think that's why people are so interested in the book.
Well, enough, thank God, that do. But there are plenty that don't seem to.
What I'm concerned about is that many people in the media didn't seem to care about this at all.
Right.
And they had these completely different standards for how they would cover Brett Kavanaugh, particularly his high school years, versus how they were covering other people involved in the story and their high school years. And so they were going in great detail over his high school yearbook and completely missing out, when our reporting showed that the accuser's friends had a very different idea of what she was like in high school than what was painted in the media. Her friends remembered someone who was much a heavy drinker in high school, who was much more aggressive with boys than they were. That didn't come out in the media coverage, and that is such a problem because we do need a good, strong media who can just dispassionately report on the issues without taking sides. That did not happen in this case.
Well, that's the kind of thing that really concerns me for my country. When the president talks about fake news, he seems to be talking about this kind of thing, and then the media pushes back by saying he doesn't believe in the First Amendment and all this kind of nonsense. In other words, journalists mainly have abdicated a role that they once had that was considered sacred, that they had to go to the standard. I mean, for example, when we're talking about due process, with the Me Too movement and then with the Kavanaugh hearings, that really was somehow thrown out the window. And isn't it the job of the media to talk about that kind of thing?
Well, and particularly if you care about issues like sexual harassment of women, if you do think people should be held accountable, that means that you do have standards for how you cover stories like this, and you do have standards of evidence. There are courts of law standards of evidence, but there are journalism standards of evidence. And we saw stories written where people just didn't care at all. They were just going with wild allegations without any support.
Yeah, and even more disturbing, because obviously we want to have a press that is going to be fair and balanced and telling us the truth and not hiding information, which we found lots of examples of. But it was even more disturbing to me to see that our elected representatives who have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution, who really themselves we should be holding them to an even higher standard, were willing to completely throw out the notions of due process. And they hid behind this idea of, well, this isn't a court of law. This is a job interview, they said, without respect to the fact that this is someone's life and reputation. You are absolutely destroying and dragging through the mud. And so we do go a little bit into the history. I mean, this due process isn't just something about happens to be in our Constitution, and so we believe in it. This far predates this, hundreds of years.
Okay, yeah. I want to hang on right there because I want to get into that when we come back. Folks, the book is Justice on Trial. Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino are my guests. Stick around.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senator Mike Lee of Utah is taking a stab at improving the nation's immigration laws.
Senator Lee says at a time when it's hard to find agreement in the immigration debate,
the Fairness for High-Skilled Immigrants Act is an important point of common ground.
The bill would eliminate the per-country numerical guidelines for employment-based immigration from the Immigration and Nationality Act.
And consistent with the merits-based objectives, this component of our immigration system is meant to promote.
He calls it
a vitally important start to reform.
And says that it has more than 30 co-sponsors from both parties. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
The remnants of Tropical Depression Imelda have unleashed torrential rain in parts of Texas and Louisiana, prompting hundreds of water rescues and road closures. Forecasters say some places could see 40 inches or more this week. On Wall Street, stocks lower. The Dow is down 78. The NASDAQ is down 2 points. This is SRN News.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed.
It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score.
So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow.
Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Darker shame, darling.
Go mention it. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Justice on Trial is the book. Molly Hemingway, Carrie Severino. We just have a few minutes left. You, Molly, just mentioned that the people who went to high school with Christine de Blasey Ford characterized her as a heavy drinker and as sexually aggressive. I never heard that until just now. That is astounding to me that I have not heard that until you just mentioned it.
Well, and it's interesting because we found out about this through our reporting that the White House and the Senate were given a lot of information and a lot of negative information about Christine Blasey Ford, and they declined to run with it. They decided not to run with it because they knew that they would be utterly destroyed by the media,
right,
viewed as attacking a victim.
Yeah.
But we also found out that the media knew these stories. Mm-hmm. Now, this is actually kind of a thing that's talked about quite openly in Washington, D.C., where she grew up. Her family is well known. Her friends are well known. A lot of them continue to live there. The media knew these stories. And it's that issue, I think, that is important. You can kind of understand why the Republicans didn't go with it, but why were the media putting their thumb on the scale so much? Again, when they were, you know, going over every detail in his yearbook and just declining to mention what many dozens of people mm-hmm. were saying about the accuser.
Yeah. You mentioned in the book something about what led to this nomination of Kavanaugh, which was the retirement of Kennedy. Mm-hmm. What was interesting about the way he retired?
Well, that was a really fun story to learn because it just we all remember that day of trying to figure out is someone going to retire or not. We found out that he had gone to great lengths and kind of engaging in some spycraft and things, trying to figure out how to get this message to the White House that he was going to retire so they'd be prepared
without anyone else finding out.
And so, why did he care whether anyone would find out?
Well, you know, I think it was just an honor and respect for the president, partly, and he wanted to leave on his own terms. So he met with one of his former clerks in the sculpture gardens at the on Capitol Hill and had all of his his marshals there, clear the area, make sure no one's watching. He said, I need to get this message to the president, who then has to go through White House counsel Don McGahn without ever anyone officially saying, yes, he's retiring. But trust me, we need a meeting with the president. And they managed to get a specially pre-cleared car out of the Supreme Court into the White House without the press corps noticing it, so that he was able to tell the president first. But he also met with his colleagues before he went to the White House right after their final day. He wanted to give them the message. And what was so intriguing when we talked to the other Supreme Court justices, finding out that they didn't know, even they were not aware that Justice Kennedy was retiring. He had gone along and was talking about all the cases they were going to hear next year, et cetera.
Yes.
So that was pretty incredible that he really wanted that
speaking
arranged.
Of Supreme Court justices retiring, we don't have any intelligence on who might be retiring soon. A little birdie told me Trump will be reelected. So the point is that we're going to go through this again soon.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the Democrats and the media will conspire to do to someone else what they just did to Kavanaugh and what they did to Bork successfully and mm-hmm. what they did to Clarence Thomas? It's fundamentally un-American. Do you think they're going to do this again?
Well, that's one of the things that we do is go through the history of when you see particularly divisive battles. And you take this situation where Kavanaugh was replacing Kennedy. This was a moderate but conservative appointed justice replaced by someone who was
right.
a Trump appointee.
Right.
What's going to happen if it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg
yeah.
and she is replaced by a Trump appointee? We already know his list that he works
yeah.
from. These are all pretty solid justices
yeah.
or judges. This will be so explosive.
I assume
and that's
it will
why
be Amy Barrett Cohen.
Amy Coney Barrett was
Coney
is
Barrett.
Definitely someone who people talk about a lot. And whoever it is, though, you know, they're going to be going through a lot. And that's why it's important that people, you know, you mentioned
yes.
the outrage people
yeah.
should have.
Yeah.
People need to know the story
well, look,
and they need to fight against
I talk about this
dirty
over
tricks.
And over and over again. I wrote a book called If You Can Keep It. If we Americans do not understand what is happening to our
mm-hmm.
republic and fight to keep it the way it's been, it's over. So let's end on that happy note. It's up to us to keep the republic. Molly and Kerry, thank you so much, and God bless you for the work you've done. Tremendous.
Thank you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.